Robert Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia will be strengthening their military ties now that President Trump has formally designated the kingdom a major non-NATO ally. He announced the move while hosting the Saudi Crown Prince at the White House. Mr. Trump also announcing a major Saudi investment in the U.S.
When you hear one country is putting $1 trillion into the United States, that creates national security. And, you know, I think that they don't have to say that, but I think a big part of that is also the fact that tariffs are in play. But even beyond tariffs, that's a real ally that will do that. Creates a lot of power for the United States.
And guess who came to dinner at the White House last evening? None other than Elon Musk.
It's Musk's first appearance at the White House since his public feud with President Trump over the Big Beautiful Bill. That spat found the most powerful man in the world and the wealthiest man in the world sounding off against each other on X. Musk even made threats of establishing a third party, something that never materialized. They were last seen together at Charlie Kirk's funeral in Arizona.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Congress votes to release the Epstein files.
After the House overwhelmingly approved the bill with only one no vote, the Senate quickly approved it. The votes came after months of White House opposition. The legislation compels the Justice Department to release its case files on Jeffrey Epstein, the well-connected financier who was charged with sexually abusing and trafficking underage girls.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the Epstein bill now awaits the president's signature. Texas appealing to the Supreme Court after a panel of three federal judges struck down a newly redrawn Republican-friendly congressional map. Dow futures are up 71. This is SRN News. The Texas Attorney General is suing the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board.
Republican Ken Paxton has filed suit against the agency over several state-funded higher education programs that he says violate the right to religious freedom. All of the programs bar religious organizations and students who wish to attend Christian schools, and Paxton says that flies in the face of several recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings. The justices in cases out of Maine and Montana ruled that state-funded education programs cannot exclude Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over homosexuality in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some conservatives say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to the Global Anglican Future Conference, which is now calling for an official split. This is SRN News. Looking to boost the bottom line, a supermarket giant is closing several automated fulfillment centers.
Kroger is shutting down facilities in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Florida in January. Kroger had partnered with British online grocer Ocado in 2018 to build warehouses where robots would pick and pack grocery delivery orders. But Kroger now says for many orders, it's faster and cheaper to fulfill them in stores. Kroger is also expanding partnerships with delivery companies, including DoorDash and Uber Eats. Jason Walker reporting.
What was once viewed as a near certain cut in interest rates next month now is looking more like a coin flip. Federal Reserve officials sharply disagree over the economy's health and whether persistent inflation or weak hiring represents a bigger threat. More details at srnnews.com.